Basil Zemplis is the Lord Mayor of Perth, and he joins me now. G'day, Baz.
Ollie, good afternoon, and hello to everybody who was there last. It was a great night, absolutely chock-a-block and jam-packed, and fabulous to be able to celebrate in the right way Australia Day all together.
I thought it was brilliant, Lord Mayor, walking down Godrich Street and then coming through Hill Street and through to the Langley Park, the number of people that had decided to come down and watch the fireworks and the drone show last night, and they're from everywhere. It's a multicultural fest and everybody's happy.
Yeah, I think it's the best of Perth, Ollie, actually, and it is most certainly multicultural Perth. And I had dozens of people say to me that it had old-school Skyworks and Sky Show vibes about it in terms of the crowd and people donning the Australian colours and the flags and the scarves and the bucket hats. And no, it was a really great celebration of what it means to be Australian, all of the unique qualities that only we possess as a nation. And I think what we saw last night and have seen over the last week or so in particular has been a pushback in a respectful way towards people saying, look, it's okay to celebrate Australia Day in this way and to come together to celebrate all of the great things that it means to be Australian. I've got to say, I mean, I read some commentary from other councils who think that January 26 celebrations don't align with their community's views. Well, you did not see that last night on Langley Park, that is for sure.
Yeah, you actually had one of the most uniting spectacles there on Langley Park. And I think everybody who turned up would have walked away having seen a brilliant drone show, which, by the way, I'm getting on board with now. I thought that the fireworks are always the main event, which they are, but the drones are absolutely spectacular. And you walked away from that being proud to be an Australian and being proud as well of the city of Perth, Lord Mayor. You gotta take a little bit of a pat on the back for that, because the way you've driven the event on January 26 now for Australia Day at the City of Perth, you've taken it to another level. And obviously with the support there of Hancock Prospecting, you're able to put on an even bigger event for everybody in Perth. Whether you're a resident of the city or not, you can come in and have a good night.
Yeah, well, thank you for acknowledging that. I appreciate that. And in the various Australia Day speeches that I presented yesterday, I acknowledged the courage and the leadership of my fellow City of Perth councillors and the team, because a few years ago, you were hard-pressed to get somebody to put an Australian hat on, let alone get 140,000 people back celebrating the fireworks and the new additions with the drone shows. But we committed to it because we knew there were people in our community, and in particular, people who have recently arrived in Australia who are so thankful and so grateful for what they've got in their new homeland, who wanted to come out and be able to celebrate. And I'm really pleased for those who, in a way, stuck their neck out and committed to it, that the rewards came last night with such a big crowd turning out. And I've got to say, you know, the messages and comments this morning on social media and the like, a really well-behaved crowd, very much a family crowd, a crowd in the right spirit, alcohol-free or alcohol very minimal, other than, you know, the odd picnic basket, that sort of thing, and very patient going home. It was a huge success. It was a triumph for Australia, a triumph for Perth. And look, I was really pleased for my City of Perth team. They've done a brilliant job leading this revival, and I couldn't be prouder of that effort.
Yeah, and so you should be, Lord Mayor. Well done to you, well done to the team, well done to the city. It was a brilliant night. Congratulations, and thank you very much.
Yeah, good on you, Ollie, and a happy Australia Day to everybody once again.
Thanks, Basil Zemplis there, Lord Mayor at the City of Perth. Now, nearly 140,000 people, they're saying, flocked to the city to watch the Australia Day fireworks and drone display.